Publisher after publisher turned down the script, declaring it too different and difficult for children. But Madeleine L'Engle persisted, and in 1962, her novel A Wrinkle in Time was published, an instant hit with children and young adults. The Newbery Medal-winning science fiction book follows the story of 12-year-old Meg, whose father, a scientist, disappears while working on a top-secret government project. Child's Play brings the story to life at the Tempe Center for the Arts this month with a new stage adaptation by John Glore, directed by Child's Play's own Duane Hartford.
It's a wonderful adventure. The idea of, you know, they go to four different planets in this play, and the strong young woman who just, you know, the 12-year-old girl who just doesn't feel like she belongs anywhere, and ultimately discovers she belongs everywhere. You know, the universe is this amazing connected place, connected by love. It's a wonderful script, and it really captures the imagination and wonder of the original book.
Madeleine L'Engle's story is laced with heavy questions of good versus evil, the perils of conformity, a good dose of quantum physics, and the powerful bonds of family.
We all were captivated by this idea that it's a very intimate story, a family story, contrasted with this vastness of this universe. And the idea of it goes from these really huge ideas of travel through time and space. And at the same time, there are these wonderful real characters who have all the same neuroses and problems and concerns that we all have.
If you've ever loved a story and hesitated at seeing the film version because it pales to your imagination, don't pause. The magic of the theater invites your participation.
Theater relies on the audience's imagination and that willing suspension of disbelief. It's more similar to a book where you're imagining everything in your head as you're reading. And in theater, we're counting on you using your imagination, that we give you suggestions, and hopefully we're going to take you on this journey. And even though you're not seeing, you know, real space aliens and stars, hopefully what we're giving you is enough to take you on that journey in your imagination.
That being said, Child's Play does have some cool effects in store.
Certainly one of the big things that we've talked about is how to do the transformation, Mrs. What's-It, into that winged horse-like creature that flies them up to the mountaintop. It's a real iconic image for a lot of readers. So we took a lot of care in figuring out how we were going to do that in a theatrical way. I think the solution we've come up with is going to be pretty cool. The wings are, I think people will like them. They're probably about a 12-foot wingspan, and I think it's going to be a cool effect.
Duane Hartford, director of Child's Play's new production of A Wrinkle in Time. You can find complete production details on our website, kbaq.org. For KBOC at the Heart of the Arts, I'm Jane Hilton.